It's Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm Michael Hill. One of the victims in the recent subway shooting in Sunset Park wants to hold the maker of the shooter's gun accountable for her injuries. For years, a federal law has barred almost all lawsuits against the gun industry. But as WNYC's Samantha Max reports, a new state law could change that, at least in New York.
Eileen Sturr was on her way to work one morning in April when her subway car filled with smoke. Another passenger, armed with a Glock 9mm pistol, sprayed more than 30 bullets into the crowded train. Sturr and nine others were hit.
At 8:24, the morning commute turned to complete chaos.
Train cars covered in blood and filled with smoke.
Tonight, the police presence increased on subways around the city to try to assure riders it is safe to take mass transit.
We have several.
Sturr has sued Glock. Her attorneys argued that the manufacturer hasn't gone far enough to keep their guns out of the wrong hands. The suit paints a picture of a weapon that has become pervasive in American culture, in movies and TV shows and rap songs. Sturr's lawsuit calls on Glock to change how it advertises and sells its guns to prevent more shootings like the one that injured her. Complaints like these used to be common. In the late 90s, multiple cities, including Chicago, New Orleans, and Los Angeles, sued gun makers and dealers for their role in the spread of violence. But the gun industry warned lawmakers that the constant threat of civil suits could put them out of business.
That was sort of the point, was to kneecap this lawful industry and to make it more difficult, more expensive for them to engage in, again, this lawful industry.
Amy Swearer is a legal fellow at the Heritage Foundation, a conservative think tank.
So Congress stepped in to essentially say, you can't file those suits anymore.
In 2005, lawmakers passed the bill to protect the gun industry from lawsuits when their products are used in shootings, with just a handful of exceptions. Since then, nearly all such complaints have been thrown out in court. But that's starting to change. In February, the gun manufacturer Remington reached a historic settlement with the families of the victims in the Sandy Hook shooting. And last year, New York made it legal to sue firearm companies if their marketing or sales practices endanger residents' health or safety. That law paved the way for Eileen Sturr to sue Glock. And gun makers may face more suits, both in New York and elsewhere.
I think then you will see a lot of other states that are more friendly to gun control and to these sorts of arguments. I think you will see more of these sorts of laws being passed precisely to give room for those sorts of lawsuits.
State Senator Zelnor Myrie sponsored the bill that legalized civil suits against the gun industry in New York.
If you are in fact contributing to kids being killed in Crown Heights and Brownsville and East Flatbush and in Buffalo and in Syracuse and in Rochester, then no, we do not want your business.
He sees a serious lack of accountability.
Unfortunately, bad actions by industries and corporations are usually not resolved by the goodwill of a CEO or the goodwill of an industry leader. The unfortunate reality is that they are often forced to change their practices by way of litigation.
Industry leaders are now challenging the legislation in court, arguing it violates federal law and would make it impossible for them to operate. A judge ruled against the gun industry last month, so the state law still stands, at least for now. But the gun groups plan to appeal. For State Senator Myrie, it's an issue of life or death.
This isn't about anyone coming after your legally possessed guns. This is not what this is about. They are killing my people. The guns are killing my people.
Glock did not respond to multiple requests for comment. Samantha Max, WNYC News.